Get ready for some great dance music. Ready for some great dance music now. Welcome to another edition of Disco Wonderland.
Welcome to another edition of Disco Wonderland, and this is Raul and Alvillo, DJ for the next 2 hours. I'm missing my co-host Tina today. She was not able to attend the show, so it's only me today. I miss you, Tina, but Tina already got in touch with me and already put a song request for me to play for her. So Tina, your song will be going first. So here at Triple U FM, our bands, our frequencies are 99.7 in the south of the Shoalhaven, 104.5 in the central area, and 92.3 in the north. And just to remind you, if you want to listen to your song today during Disco Wonderland at Triple UFM, all you have to do is give me a call at the studio. The number is 44221045. I'll repeat that for you. 44221045, and I'll take your call and your request, and I'll do my best to find it in our system and play it for you on today's show. I hope you had a nice weekend, and maybe you started voting already. Voting started yesterday, and I went and voted already. So I think a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are really putting their votes ASAP, and we'll see what happens. I have a few topics to discuss, and one very important one that is affecting all our community in the Shoalhaven is about homelessness. So we'll talk about it later in the show, because it's an important thing happening from the Shoalhaven Council this week about that. So how about I start the show with the two requests I have. The first one came from Tina, and the other one came from Joanne. So there we go, guys.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Just my Triple UFM.
Are you looking for replacement windows and doors? It's time to give your home an upgrade, and standard windows just don't compare. Introducing RJV Industries premium double glazed UPVC windows and doors. Easily installed into existing openings, experience the amazing difference of a comfortable and energy efficient home. Ask about their revolutionary composite cladding, built to endure the harsh Australian climate, virtually maintenance free and requires no painting. Stop by the showroom today at 68 Bridge Road, Nowra, online rjvindustries.com.au or call 0457 431 660, station sponsor.
Located in the heart of Berry, your local business owners and proud sponsors of Triple UFM, Hasina and Care welcome you 7 days a week to come in and browse all things music. From musical instruments and accessories to audio equipment and sheet music, plus musical giftware and memorabilia. They also offer instrument hire and repairs and even music education for you or your school. Call them on 4464 1284. That's 4464 1284. Or visit berrymusiccentre.com.au. Berry Music Centre, bringing music to life.
What does your dream home look like? Do you want to look out your window onto wide open green pastures? Or onto the tumbling waves of the ocean? Or maybe you just want to bring the outside in with some fancy bifold or stacking doors. Whatever your dream is, let Hanlon Windows help make it happen. Hanlon Windows are your local aluminium and timber window and door specialists. With over 45 years experience, Hanlon Windows will help you find the right fit for your home. Visit us today at hanlonwindows.com.au or call us on 1300 552 400.
Station sponsor.
Since 1935, Kennedy's Bus and Coach have been operating from the Shoalhaven on the New South Wales south coast. Since then, the importance of family and customer service has been the forefront of the business.
Based in Nowra, Kennedy's Bus and Coach is still providing local bus routes servicing the entire Shoalhaven. In addition to our bus and coach charter and hire services, Kennedy's Bus and Coach also tours Australia and beyond in our luxury coaches with carefully planned itineraries where our customers enjoy their travel experience.
Kennedy's Tours, where your coach journey is a part of the experience. Station sponsor.
How I ever got by. Running while driving you crazy, telling you lies. You turned to Jesus when my ways were too much to bear. Mama, he must have been listening to all of your prayers. Mama, I hope you're still praying for me every night. I'm always trying to do what you taught me was right. Sometimes it's
This is Jamie Palacios. Join me on Tuesday from 2 until 4 p.m. for the finest music from the far corner of the Latin world. Music from North, Central and South America. On the Latin Corner on Triple UFM.
Thanks so much, Jamie, for your announcement and for your shows. The Latin Corner is a great show here at Triple UFM. It goes from 2 to 4 p.m., as Jamie said on the announcement. And Jamie is my master. He taught me everything I know about the radio station. So thanks, Jamie. This is Raul, and you're listening to Disco Wonderland on this Tuesday, the 10th of May. Already we're reaching the middle of the month. This year is flying. I played few songs, two songs, and then I have played a third song because I got a request. I got a song request on a call. Very, very special for me. So let me tell you what songs I play. The first of these songs was the request I got from Tina, because I'm Tina-less today. My partner in Disco Wonderland was not able to join me. So Tina requested to play Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. So, Tina, you got your song right there. First song on Disco Wonderland today. Suspicious Mind was recorded in 1968. And it was actually written by Mark James. Was performed by Elvis Presley and made very, very famous by Elvis, for sure. Then the second song was for about another request. And this request came from Joanne, our number one listener. Joanne, thank you so much for your song request, as always. So the song that Joanne requested was The Crunch by Ra Band. And they recorded that song in 1978. And released it in their album The Crunch and Beyond. There you go. And then we have the sponsor announcement. So thanks to the sponsors for their support to our community radio. Otherwise, you know, without their support, we could not be here. So please support our sponsors. And then I got a call from Neville. So thanks so much, Neville, for your call and for your song request. So Neville requested the third song, and that was Mama by Lou Reed and the Carolina Band. And they recorded the track I played in 2009 and released it in their album My Own Set of Rules. So thanks, Neville. Thanks, Joanne. And thanks, Tina, of course. Okay, so we just started today's show with a little bit of music, and I have a lot more music ready to play. I want to remind you that if you want to have your song on the air, all you have to do is give me a call at the studio here, 44221045. And I said at the beginning of the show that we would be talking about some important things that are happening in our area, and this one is a very important one. So homelessness is a big problem in the Shoalhaven, and it's growing. And the Shoalhaven City Mayor Amanda Finley is reminding residents that they can lend a helping hand this winter to those in the Shoalhaven who may experience homelessness. So homelessness is something that, unfortunately, you know, affects a lot of people that live in a region, and the council has established a homelessness task force to work to raise awareness on the issue and encourage those to lend a helping hand to people in need. The task force was established in 2017 by the council, and so in order to address issues, develop options and assist with the identification of preferred solutions as part of the council's decision-making process. Since it was established, the task force has focused on advocating community views on homelessness issues with, you know, other organizations with the council, our community, but also elevating that to maybe a state or federal level. And so most currently, the task force received a presentation from Salt Care on its proposed reboot program, which highlighted the need to halt the growth of homelessness in the Shoalhaven. As the weather gets colder and the local homelessness services really need your help. So the council is, you know, asking us to continue to, you know, help in whatever way we can, people that we see living on the street. And something else that the council has organized, and it's important to highlight, is a community workshop. So the Shoalhaven City Council is hosting a homelessness workshop on the 11th of May, tomorrow. So this workshop aims to bring together local government, welfare services, businesses, and community groups, as well as people with live experience in homelessness or community members who are interested in issues surrounding homelessness. The workshop will focus on building upon our community's assets to develop actions and assist those who are experiencing homelessness and doing it tough. So this workshop is scheduled for tomorrow, 11th of May, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Bomaderry. And so the registration for the workshop is already passed. However, there is a phone number in the application process. If someone out there is listening to this message and is interested in participating tomorrow, please give a call to the Shoalhaven Council's Community Connections team and discuss it with them to see if there is a possibility for you to participate. Their phone number is 1-300-293-111. I'll repeat that for you. It's 1-800-293-111. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, because I'm very passionate about doing something about homelessness and address that issue. I think that issue is huge, and it's kind of like a cancer, you know. It starts to eat our community and causes problems everywhere, of course for the people suffering with homelessness, but also for other areas of the community. So it's something that we really need to do something, and probably we need bigger solutions to really tackle the problem, you know. It's maybe like solutions at the federal level or at the state level, but there's nothing that stops us from starting from the ground up and doing something about it here in the Shoalhaven. So how about we go back to the music and lighten it up a little bit. And so I have some special songs to play for you. So I'm going to get going with those. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
You think you are a movie star? You think you are a The Shoalhaven's largest entertainment network, It's My Club, brings together four of the Shoalhaven's best clubs, Bomoneri Bowling Club, Nowra Golf Club, Berry Bowling Club and Bomoneri RSL Club. With a galaxy of entertainment for the Shoalhaven, they have great food offers and promotions, plus they all have a lovely atmosphere for you to enjoy. Membership inquiries are always welcome. Please call 4421 2733 or visit itsmyclub.com.au. It's My Club, proud sponsors of Triple UFM.
Is that your car? Taylor Automotive and 4-Wheel Drive is a locally owned vehicle repair centre. With multi-award winning technicians, they offer logbook servicing, auto electrical, general repairs and more. No matter what brand or type of vehicle you have, you'll find honest technicians with excellent service. Taylor Automotive and 4-Wheel Drive, 12 McIntyre Way, Bomaderry. Call Travis and his team today on 4444 1945. Station sponsor.
Houses are now seen as financial assets and not as homes. The extinction of affordable homes on the South Coast makes finding a permanent home almost impossible for so many in our communities. The Greens have a plan. We call it Homes for All. Not houses, but homes. We want to make homes available for all at an affordable price. It really is possible, but only you have the power to change this. Vote 1, Carmel McCallum for the Greens in Gilmore. spoken by R. Cameron and authorised by D. Hayden, Greens, New South Wales.
Do you run your own business like me? Do you worry about staying safe and profitable? Elders Insurance are the local experts who will make sure you have the right cover for your business, saving you time and ensuring peace of mind in case of a claim. Stop worrying. Call Elders Insurance today on 44551277. Because our way never gets old. Conditions apply, underwritten by QBE Insurance Australia Limited. Call us for a product disclosure statement to decide if a product is right for you.
Station sponsor.
Join Hayley and Coco in the Land of Oz each Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. celebrating six decades of Australian music here on Triple U FM.
And thanks, Debbie, for your announcement there. And of course, you know, the Land of Oz is a wonderful show at Triple U FM every Tuesday. And Coco and Hayley will take you through a wonderful portfolio of Australian music. So this is Raul, and you're listening to Disco Wonderland at Triple U FM on this Tuesday, the 10th of May. We are broadcasting for you in three bands, 99.7 FM in the south, 104.5 in the central, and 92.3 in the north. I played three songs on that set of the show. Let me tell you what I play for you. The first of the songs was Desconectame, which means disconnect me in Spanish. And that song was an Italo disco type of song, more technical, techno song. And it was by Einzen. Einzen is the name of the artist that performed that song, recorded in 2015. And Einzen is an Argentinian synth pop music band. They formed in 2007 and they've been performing like techno, Italo disco type of music since. Then the second song on that set was Movie Star by Harpo. Recorded in 1975, released on his album Movie Star, same name. Harpo, it was a popular Swedish pop singer. His career started in, I think, in the early 70s, 73, and still going on today. And Harpo. Then the third song was a big classic. That was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons, recorded in 1978, released it in the album Destiny. And the Jacksons, one of the big names of the disco era, the Jacksons, Jackson 5, the Jackson Family, they performed from 1964 to 1989 with the original family. And then members of the family, they went on their own careers, like Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. And then the band kind of like regrouped again with a few of the original family members, not the big names, but and they still performing from 2012. So those were the three songs I played for you on that set. I hope you're enjoying the music, but I want to remind you that if you want to listen to your song here at Triple U FM, all you have to do is give me a call to the studio, 44221045. And I'll do my best to find your song and play it for you. And before we continue with more, a little bit more about homelessness and what it means to the Shoalhaven. So as I said, you know, the Homelessness Task Force was established in 2017 and it's been working since. And the workshop tomorrow hopefully is going to allow the task force to get more community participation and community feedback about the things that could be done to tackle the problem from the ground, from where we are, where we stand. Of course, we know that there could be other initiatives or other support done at a state or federal level, but that's a lot bigger, and you know, our representatives are the ones that we need to go after for that. But you know, while they are, you know, processing that at the different levels of government, you know, we can always do something locally, like maybe, you know, donations that could be provided. There are many organizations in the Shoalhaven that are directly dealing with the homeless problem, like the homeless hub that we have here in Nowra. Many of the charity organizations, like Vinnies or Mission Australia, and they all are working and in different areas of the problem, trying to assist people that are suffering with homelessness. And a big one of the big causes of homelessness is poverty. So and for the last few years, I think we've had a big increase in Australia of people that fall under the poverty line, and because of that, then, you know, other issues are triggered, like sometimes homelessness could be one of those issues that are triggered by people that fall into poverty. Certainly there are other causes of homelessness, like health and mental health plays a big role on that. There comes some family breakdown and breakups and domestic violence and many, many other issues. But certainly, poverty has always a connection, indirect or direct, into many of those issues as well. So it's not an easy topic to tackle. Of course, you know, poverty is something that it's a lot bigger than what we can address in the Shoalhaven as a community. But we can do things like maybe donating goods to organizations that then they will supply them to people that need, therefore assisting them to deal with the issue. And then we may, you know, be able to have other options and other solutions that are considered by the homelessness task force in the Shoalhaven to try to roll things up locally here. I'd like to find out more about what the proposal from SALT is. So I will do a bit of research on in the next break. Maybe I'll tell you more about the proposal that the organization SALT has put to the Shoalhaven Council. So in the meantime, let me take you to some more music. Let's do it.
I can't. Is sponsored by Kennedy's Tours. Phone 1300 133 477.
Hello, I'm Kim Cartwright. A suspected drug mule has died near the port of Newcastle while allegedly trying to retrieve 50 kilograms of cocaine. Police are investigating if the man drowned while trying to recover the narcotics from inside the hull of a ship. A ship docked in the port, which has sailed from Argentina, is being searched. Detective Superintendent Rob Critchlow says the bricks of cocaine have an estimated street value of $20 million.
They were in some wrappings, which we typically see for drugs that are bought from overseas, and that was in a big bundle, which had been quite well secured with ropes and plastic.
St John WA will investigate what led to a spike in 000 calls, which left the ambulance service scrambling to keep up. As many as 50 calls per hour forced St John to put out a social media message yesterday afternoon, warning there would likely be delays. Ramping added more pressure, with early figures suggesting one of the worst days on record at 336 hours. St John Chief Operating Officer Anthony Smithson says in spite of the strain, calls for help were answered.
We were working with our hospital colleagues to try and clear those ambulances off the ramp as quickly as possible. So it would be quite likely that we did meet the majority of our KPIs. It's just that we wouldn't have hit them at the peak of that high demand.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been accused of distorting both history and the present in his Victory Day speech. The Russian leader has claimed Russia is fighting for the motherland in Ukraine and blamed NATO for creating tension at the border between the nations. British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has dismissed the Russian leader's allegations and accused him and his generals of culpability for the war.
Through their invasion of Ukraine, Putin, his inner circle and his generals are now mirroring fascism and tyranny of 77 years ago. Repeating the errors of the last century's totalitarian regimes. They are showing the same disregard for human lives, national sovereignty and the rules-based international system.
The New South Australian state government says it's on track to remove the mask mandate in schools in a couple of weeks' time. Three quarters of the air purifiers ordered to help minimise classroom disruptions caused by COVID have now been dispatched. Education Minister Blair Boyer says it's been a smooth start to term two.
We're seeing about 640 students and 460 staff with COVID at the end of the first week of this term. But that's compared to 5,600 students and 847 staff reporting with COVID over the 7 days at the end of term one.
There are claims that some students in New South Wales are developing bladder infections because they are avoiding using public school toilets. The PNC Federation has told a parliamentary inquiry there are instances where doors and seats are falling off, lights and taps don't work, and decades-old grout is absorbing foul odours. Shadow Education Minister Prue Carr says it's unacceptable.
Some of these toilets are demountable pop-up toilets that have never been replaced, and that while the government talks about how they've got lots of money to spend in so many other areas, they can't seem to replace substandard toilets in so many schools across New South Wales.
Briefly, thousands of aged care staff will strike today demanding better pay and minimum staffing requirements. The NAPLAN test returns and the Queen has pulled out of the state opening of British Parliament for the first time in almost 60 years. This is Air News. Port Power are considering bringing back key forward Charlie Dixon after he sailed through his return match with the Maggies in the state competition. Although coach Ken Hinckley did tell Fox Footy their forward line looked impressive against the Bulldogs at the weekend.
In all the negative stuff that's gone on for us in the first five rounds of the season, we've had an opportunity to have a look at what we can look like without Charlie, and that's taken a little bit of time to grow, but now, on the weekend, I think we scored at almost the highest rate we've scored at going inside 50.
He's one of the form number sevens in the NRL, but Cronulla is set to switch Nicho Hynes to fullback for their Magic Round clash with Canberra. The Sharks are looking at Hynes to fill the void left by Will Kennedy, who will be suspended for a high tackle. Meanwhile, the Rabbitohs will pick new recruit Cody Nikorima. Pat Cummins has taken 3 for 22 as his Kolkata Knight Riders thrashed the Mumbai Indians by 52 runs in the Indian Premier League. Cummins says it's one of his best bowling performances of the competition.
Didn't really think I bowled as well as I, you know, probably could in the first four games. I think it was four games I played. Just a little bit kind of off my mark. So good to get a chance tonight. Felt a little bit better out there.
And Sydney Kings coach Chase Buford has been fined $375 for kicking a sign during Sunday's win over the Jack Jumpers. Australian Independent Radio News.
Today's weather brought to you by our sponsor, Ray Owen Funerals. Contact them on 4423 2333.
And the weather in Nowra, currently temperature is 15.8 degrees here, but it feels like 14. We have showers today and the maximum is expected to be 19 only in Nowra. The humidity is 100%. I don't think it's raining right now, but it's almost raining out there. The winds are from the south. Let me just get some little problem with my system here, but from the south-southeast, 13 kilometers per hour winds with gusts of only 14. In the forecast for tomorrow, Wednesday, we have showers as well with a maximum of 20, 90% chances of rain between 5 and 10 mil, and then Thursday, more showers. Maximum of Thursday, 20 degrees. There is about 70% chances of rain between 10 and 20 mil. So big rain on the Thursdays. And in Aladala, the temperature currently is 17.7 degrees. And it feels like that. It feels like 17 degrees. Heavy showers is what's expected today in Aladala. The maximum is going to be 19. So it's almost at the maximum today. The wind is from the south-southwest, 11 kilometers per hour winds, with gusts of 14. And in the forecast for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, both days, showers. Not heavy showers, but just showers. Maximum between 20 and 22 degrees on both days, but there's 90% chances of rain between 10 and 20 mils in Nowra Wednesday and Thursday. And we are back to Disco Wonderland. This is Raul, and played a couple of songs before we went into the news. The first of the songs I played was In and Out of Love by the band named Imagination. They recorded the track in 1981 and they released it in their album Body Talk. The band Imagination was an English trio. They performed in the 80s, from 81 to 92. That's it, from London. Then the second song was Who Done It by Tavares. Tavares, big band of the disco era. They recorded that track in 1977 and released it in their album Love Storm. So Tavares, originally from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and they performed from 1959 to the present. American R&B, funk, and soul music band. It's consisted of five Cape Verdean American brothers, the group Tavares. And I have a request already, which I'm going to play on the next set. The request came from Max. So Max has a special song requested, which is going to go next. But before I jump on that, on the last break, I said something about getting you more information on SALT and the proposal that SALT might have made to the council in ways to tackle the homelessness issues that we have in our area. So SALT has established a safe shelter, and the safe shelter provides safe emergency overnight shelter for homeless people in our community. They have capacity for 12 beds each night, for helping, 12 people. And they provide a nourished dinner and a breakfast for each guest that is staying with them. In 2016, SALT mobile response vehicle began hitting the streets, delivering supplies and support to homeless people. And then they uncovered that there was a need for a safe place to house them, and it's an ever increasing homeless population in the Shoalhaven. So not much after that, the community SALT worked with community residents, and they tried to identify residential locations to establish some type of safe shelters. And then with cooperation with the local council and the combined churches of the Shoalhaven, the first safe shelter Shoalhaven was piloted for 4 months from June 2017. And then safe shelter Shoalhaven was established as a permanent location and is fully staffed by volunteers from July 2018. Currently to date, in August 2020, the safe shelter, it's a bit of a tongue twister for me, safe shelter Shoalhaven has provided more than 5,000 beds to homeless people in our community. What a wonderful contribution from the SALT organization to address the problem. I also want to tell you about the organization, another organization that started to operate last few years in our area and is doing really, really well to assist with the homeless situation, is the Supported Accommodation and Homelessness Services Shoalhaven Illawarra. They go by SASI, that's S-A-H-S-S-I, and that is their acronym, SASI. So they have established a Shoalhaven Homeless Hub. The Homeless Hub is a safe place for people in need, providing information, referrals, emergency provisions, including food, toiletries, tents, and sleeping bags, together with access to laundry, bathroom, and shower facilities. At the hubs, clients can access computers. Qualified support workers will assist them with private rental searches, housing paperwork, and advocacy. Referrals to other local specialist homelessness services and other paperwork that may support them out of the homeless crisis. So they provide an emergency drop in for support to men, women, and children. They are located at 27 Junction Street in Nowra, and they can be contacted on the phone. So both organizations, SALT and SASI, are organizations that are from the community up, and they are all manned by or staffed by volunteers, and they can certainly, do with support from the community, because a lot of funding that used to be available in grants or other forms to these organizations is almost gone by now. So if you want to make a difference and you want to do something to help us assist with the homelessness situation, get in touch with SASE or with SALT. SASE, the phone number for the supported accommodation and homelessness services for Haven Illawarra. SASE, their number is 4423-2804, and you can also visit their office on 27 Junction Street in Nowra and speak to them about, you know, donating, and they are wonderful people trying to help with this big crisis we have. And SALT, of course, it's a larger organization, and the way to get in touch with SALT, just give me 1 second, I'm getting that here. The safe shelter for SALT can be contacted at 4426-6117. Again, 4426-6117. And they are located at 134 Kinghorn Street in Nowra. And there's also services in Ala Dala. I will provide more information about those services in the next break, in the next music break. But now, how about we go into the music? And first, the request I got from Max. There you go, Max. This one is for you.
One is you make me happy. Two is you set me free. From all the things that help me. Bad from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness. Now I can finally breathe. Now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see? I still get frustrated.
And keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Whenever you want to request, baby, you gotta hear. I'm your man of the hour.
Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. with Never Forget the 90s, an exploration of all different types of 90s music right here on Triple UFM.
Triple UFM.
Support Australian arts and culture by supporting your local community broadcaster.
Your local station.
And welcome back, and you're back with Disco Wonderland. This is Raul at Triple UFM on this Tuesday, the 10th of May, 12:23 p.m. on the clock. And I played three songs on that set. The first of the requests I got from Max. Then I played two that were on the schedule. So Max's request was for the song 21 Reasons by Nathan Doe and Ella Henderson. And that song is a new one. It's a newbie. 2022 is when it was released. A great song, Max. Thank you so much for the request. The main singer on the song, Nathan Doe, is an English DJ and producer. And his biggest hit in 2020 was the song Lighter. That was a big claim to fame after that one. And it became number 3 on the UK singles chart with that song. And it's originally from Burton. So it's been doing really, really well for himself and in the music era. The second song on that set was Lap Train by the OJs, recorded in 1972 and released in their album Backstabbers. And then the third song on that set was Get Dancing by Disco Tex and the Sexolites. Get Dancing was recorded in 1975. Released as a single by them. Great band, great sound. Max liked that one too. And so that's the music I play for you. And I have a lot more music ready to play for you. But before I play more music, I need to have a quick look at the sponsor ads for our radio station. So how about we do that, and then we go back into more music.
Triple UFM.
Oops, broken glass? No worries. Shoalhaven Glass can fix it for you. Shoalhaven Glass repairs breakages in both domestic and commercial properties throughout the entire Shoalhaven. They offer fast and friendly service 7 days a week. And get in touch about our double glazed window options too. Call Shoalhaven Glass on 0403 975 099. Visit 68 Bridge Road, Nowra. Station sponsor.
Ulladulla Endoscopy is the only licensed private day surgery centre in Milton Ulladulla for endoscopy, colonoscopy, skin cancer surgery, cataracts and varicose vein. The centre is located in the centre of Ulladulla with off-street parking available in Boree Street at the rear of the plaza. Inquiries are most welcome at the surgery, 111 Princess Highway, Ulladulla, or telephone 4455 5422, or on the web, ulladullaendoscopy.com.au. Station sponsor.
Lockhart Caravan Repairs are open for business. Lockhart's is a Gerringong business with over 30 years of experience. Canvas work, sail sheds and blinds are all handmade in the local workshop, and they offer secured storage for RVs under repair. Contact Lockhart's for smash, weather damage and water damage repairs. Insurance work is the specialty. So call Lockhart's and they can come to you, or visit them at their Gerringong workshop at 67 Rollins Road, Gerringong. Phone 0428 229 547. Sponsor.
As proud sponsors of Triple UFM, we here at Turner Family Funerals know how much you love and enjoy your music and dancing and many other activities. So why not consider the expected at today's prices? Planning for your funeral now means planning for less worries for your loved ones later. Call us next time you think about it on 4421 6009. That's 4421 6009. Turner Family Funerals. Give your family the peace of mind they deserve by arranging a prepaid funeral service.
Thanks so much to the sponsors for their support. Without their support, Triple UFM could not be here for you. So thank you, and please support our sponsors. So back into Disco Wonderland, and before I put more music for you on the system here, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about homelessness and what services are available in Ulladulla, in the south part of the Shoalhaven, and you know, how can you help them or support them if you wish. So Ulladulla, due to the lack of temporary and crisis accommodation to those experiencing homelessness and safe spaces for those wishing to obtain to abstain from alcohol and other drugs, Safe Waters Community Care was established in 2019 by a small committee who care about a local community and have at heart to assist the most vulnerable people in our area. So their team consists of members with expertise relevant to the fields who share a love for God and people. And they will network and draw upon relationships with other organizations to involve a broad section of the community as supporters, whether as individuals or as group entities. And by bringing members of the community together, then they support people experiencing difficulties. And they envision that their organization and their services will offer, will benefit our local community, and their aim is to end homelessness, providing safe places for the most vulnerable people in our area and helping people with substance abuse, to safely detox and establish a goal of moving towards abstinence from alcohol and other drugs. So that is established, Safe Waters is established in Ulladulla. I'm trying to get the details for, there you go. So their address is 88 South Street in Ulladulla. And I have a phone number here for you as well. If you want to reach out, get in touch with them, maybe, you know, offer help as a volunteer, or maybe offer help financially if you want to make a contribution or a donation. Their phone number is 0457-740-951. Again, 0457-740-951. And now we are going to go back into our Disco Wonderland music.
Triple UFM.
The Friendly Grocer North Nowra is your one-stop shop for your fresh food and groceries. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, they are open 7 days a week for your convenience. The Friendly team have your weekly catalogue specials and they offer home delivery through Menulog. We pride ourselves with our friendly staff and customer service, and we are just around the corner. The Friendly Grocer North Nowra at the North Nowra Shopping Centre, or call them on 4421 600. Station sponsor.
The newly renovated Shoalhaven City Turf Club is the perfect place to hold your next event. With a new extended function room featuring a balcony overlooking the beautiful green track and a lift for accessibility, it's the perfect place to hold your next birthday, team building day or wedding. With stacks of parking and a beautiful backdrop, the Shoalhaven City Turf Club is a safe, flexible and stunning location. So make sure you call to book your next function today. Or for more information, check out our website at sctcnarra.com.au or go to Facebook. Station sponsor.
Delivering the future we deserve in the place we love. Fiona Phillips, your federal member for Gilmore, on your side.
My name's Vince Ingold. We're down here at Pointer Road, yada yada, and we're in the honey industry. Thanks to Fiona Phillips for what she's done for us, because we have hope to move down the track and plan our future, because at that time after fires, we didn't have any hope. We had no food left for the bees. So Fiona getting this for us gave us hope. Now we've been able to move forward.
Hello, I'm Fiona Phillips. Only an Albanese Labor government will deliver faster access to recovery funds, helping people rebuild after disasters. I will always fight for what matters to you.
Spoken and authorised by Fiona Phillips, ALP Nowra.
Sponsor. At Natural Necessities Surf Shop in gorgeous Gerringong, you'll find a vast range of stunning fashion. Hundreds of labels in one huge store. There's over 1,000 wetsuits and over 1,000 surfboards and SUPs, with 150 demo boards to try before you buy. You'll get expert advice to help you choose the right gear. And right now, all ladies swimwear is 30 to 70% off. While you're there, enjoy the organic coffee and the legendary nachos. Natural Necessities Surf, it's definitely worth the drive.
Hi there, it's Martin Taylor from Triple UFM, previously from Focus on Folk, but now with a brand new program called My Kind of Music. It's basically music that I like to play and like to listen to, and I hope you will too. If you think it might be up your street, tune in on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. I'm on there from 2 till 4, and I hope that you'll enjoy what you hear.
Hi, this is David from Nowra High, and you're listening to Triple UFM Shoalhaven Community Radio.
Thanks, Diva, and also thanks, Martin, for your great show. My Kind of Music is another great show here at Triple U FM. And this is Raul, and you're listening to Disco Wonderland on this Tuesday, the 10th of May. Currently is 12:46 on the clock, and I played 3 songs on the last set of the show, and we're coming to the end of the show. So let me tell you what I played first of all. The first of the songs I played was a big classic, Donna Summer performing Last Dance in that track. And that track was recorded in 1978 and released in her album Live and More. And Donna Summer was one of the queens of disco music. She did earn that title. She performed from 1968 to 2012, when she sadly passed away. But she left us a wonderful legacy of incredibly amazing music. And I played a lot of her songs in the past, and I'm probably going to play more in the future. Then the second song was another big classic. It was The Medicine Song by Stephanie Mills, recorded in 1984 and released in her album I've Got the Cure. Stephanie Mills, American singer and songwriter, her biggest claim to fame was when she performed the role of Dorothy in the Wiz on Broadway from 74 to 79, and I think they discovered that she has an amazing voice, really. And even though she started performing as a singer in 1966, she really became really famous after that show. And, you know, a lot of her songs were recorded after, and she's done wonderful, really. And then the third song was another example of the Italo disco techno type of music. It was Leave My Mind by Aldo Lessina. And Aldo Lessina Let me see here. So he is originally a member of what's called the Beach Club Records. It's an organization of DJs in Europe, run by a DJ from Spain called Ken Martina. So all these DJs, they work together and they put techno in Italo disco, techno type of dance music in Europe. So those were the last three songs, and as I said, this is, we come to the end of Disco Wonderland today, and I will leave you with some music, and I will leave two songs playing between now and the end of the show, right here, right now, by Giorgio Moroder, but featuring our Kylie Minogue, great, great song, and then Can't Get By Without You by The Real Thing. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will be here again next week for another edition of Disco Wonderland, and hopefully with Tina. Tina, please, it'd be wonderful to have you here. And have a great week out there. I hope that you got my message about homelessness. And if you're interested in joining and participating on the event, in the workshop that happens tomorrow, give a call to the council today and see if they can fit you in. That would be great. I will be at the workshop for sure. And have a great week. And hopefully, no, don't get to wait on this rainy weather that we have for the next few days. But, you know, still enjoy living in this paradise area where we live. So, great. Bye-bye, everyone. Stay in tune with Triple UFM. Don't touch the dial, please. Because the next show is a country hour that's been set up by Max, and then from 1 to 2. And then 2 p.m. onwards is the Latin Corner with Jamie Palacios, my master. So enjoy. Bye bye, everyone.
Climb.